It is time for us to get into the Word of God, as we do every day at this time. Get you some spiritual nourishment. Get your day started out right. All right. Well, here to clear up our mess down here. Deanna Lamb is joining us from Broken Chains Church here sharing on the Morning Munch. So we're going to turn things over to you and let you share what God's laid on your heart.
Well, thank you. Well, good morning. So this week we're going to talk about Christian maturity. You know, if you find out a woman's pregnant, she's expecting, and you have so much fun watching her grow, and I have my oldest daughter is pregnant, and so every time I see her, it seems like she just gets a little bit bigger in her belly, and if that baby stopped growing, the doctors would be very alarmed. When our kids are born, if they don't seem to be, you know, reaching those growth chart markers, we get very concerned. And yet, as Christians, we are supposed to be growing. We're supposed to be maturing. And yet, I think sometimes we don't realize there should be an alarm go off when you're in the same place spiritually, emotionally, that you've been for years. You know, the same things bother you. The same things trip you up. You're not growing closer to the Lord. You don't know any more about who God is. You don't reflect Him in your life any more than you did yesterday, a month ago, or years ago. And so I just want to encourage you to seek God for maturing in your faith. And we'll look at James chapter 1. My daughter had asked me last night what was a good book of the Bible to read, so I said James is a great book, and so it took me there last night. And so James 1, verse 2 says, "Dear brothers and sisters, when troubles of any kind come your way, consider it an opportunity for great joy. For you know that when your faith is tested, your endurance has a chance to grow. So let it grow, for when your endurance is fully developed, you will be perfect and complete, needing nothing. If you need wisdom, ask our generous God, and He will give it to you. He will not rebuke you for asking. But when you ask Him, be sure that your faith is in God alone. Do not waver, for a person with divided loyalty is as unsettled as a wave of the sea that is blown and tossed by the wind. Such people should not expect to receive anything from the Lord. Their loyalty is divided between God and the world, and they are unstable in everything they do." So that's talking about the fact that when we face trials and difficulties, those are the actual things that strengthen us. Just like if you're trying to be strengthened in your fitness, you get on a treadmill, you lift weights, you push your body, you know, you allow hardship to come so you can grow and be stronger. It's the same thing with our Christian faith. You know, all of us go through trials and struggles, and a lot of us turn that as a reason to pray for God to get rid of this trial. God, move this thing out of my way, fix this, fix that. God's saying, don't despise the trials. Allow it to give you an opportunity to look more and more like Jesus through it. You'd be surprised how many people are watching you to see how you handle this struggle. I think about struggles in my life that I've had, and I've come through on the other side a better person than I started as. Never waste a trial. Never waste a struggle by not allowing it to make you a better person. How do you do that? You go to God for it. You know, the Bible says when you lack wisdom, go to God, He'll give it to you. But we go to everything but God, right? My goodness, we will check our horoscope. We will shake the crazy eight ball. We'll go on Facebook, Twitter, whatever it is. We'll look at our, what is that sign? I don't even know because I don't follow it.
Oh, your zodiac.
Thank you.
There you
go. See, you know, you're like, oh, that means I'm this kind of person. No, that just, folks, God created you. He is the solution to your problem, the answer to your question. There is no church, there is no pastor, there is no Christian singer, no Christian band, no book or no conference. There's no counselor, psychiatrist, or pill that can instantly and immediately cause you to grow and become a more spiritual, healthy, God-loving person. You need to go before the Lord and just spend time with Him. Me listening to a preacher preach or even reading the Bible doesn't make me grow unless I take that and I surrender it to God and I say, God, help me to become what this word says I am. Lord, show me what I have inside of me that needs to be removed so I can look more like You. Help me to grow closer to You so I can know You more. So when I face a trial, I'm able to wisely administer the truth of God's word to it. And in doing that, I help someone else. So I just want to encourage you this morning, never stop seeking God to grow and mature so that you can rise up and be able to handle things that you couldn't handle before. And in doing that, you can help somebody else because we're supposed to be shining our light. And so I know you can do it. And I know you're facing a trial today. And so what if you come through this trial better than when you went into it? I bet you those trials stop bothering you so much because now you've conquered it and you don't even realize they come anymore.
That's a good word for us, Deanna. Would you go ahead and pray for us?
Sure. Lord, I thank You and I praise You for this day. I thank You for the opportunity to shine Your light. I thank You that even though trials come, that you've given us everything we need to face them, to wisely walk through them, to destroy the enemy's works on this earth, to help someone in need, and to be able to show others how to walk through trial. And I thank you, Lord God, you're growing me and maturing me. And as a good father, you bring discipline and you correct me and you show me who I can be in Christ. And I thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Deanna Lamb joining us from Broken Chains Church, where she and her husband pastor. So tell us about Broken Chains.
Broken Chains. Well, we are going on 16 years old. We started in 2003. So we have been plugging away down in Bowling Green, and we have church on Friday nights. So if you don't do mornings, neither do we. Come on out and get a cup of coffee. We worship the Lord. We really like to just empower people to walk away from their past life if it was none too positive, and that your future starts today, and that you're no longer chained to those things that held you down, whether it be addiction, conviction, or any of those other things. Doesn't matter where you came from. What matters is where you're going. And so we just like to walk alongside you in that. And so if you want to find out more information, you can go to brokenchainschurch.org or our Facebook page, BCC Broken Chains Church.
Excellent. Deanna, thanks so much for being
in
this
morning.
I always appreciate it.